This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Germany and France are looking for stricter coronavirus measures, with doctors in France calling on the government to impose a new nationwide lockdown. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has our story.
The medics note that more than half of the country's intensive care units are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, with staff under increasing strain. Most parts of France are coloured deep red on a map representing positive infections from the European Centres for Disease Prevention and Control, signifying more than 240 cases per 100,000 people in the past 2 weeks. As well, Belgium, the Netherlands, most of Spain and the Czech Republic are seeing similarly high rates of infection. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Argentina was expected to surpass 30,000 deaths from the coronavirus Wednesday, the fifth highest death rate in the world, according to a Reuters tally. Only the United States, India, Brazil, and Mexico are reporting more daily deaths than Argentina, which initiated one of the strictest lockdowns in the world March 20th. The chief executives of Twitter and Google defended a law protecting internet companies before a U.S. Senate panel Wednesday, while Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg struggled to connect virtually, bringing the hearing to a brief halt. The topic of reforming the law that has split U.S. lawmakers on ways to hold big tech accountable for how they moderate content on their platforms and shape political discourse. Twitter's Jack Dorsey and Google's Sundar Pichai told the committee the law that protects companies from liability over content posted by users is crucial to free expression on the internet. This is VOA News. With less than a week of voting left, U.S. President Donald Trump pushed ahead Wednesday with mass rallies despite a surge in COVID-19 cases in the United States and mounting criticism that he is prioritizing his reelection above the health of his supporters. A Trump campaign official said the president plans to visit 10 states in the last week of the campaign and will host 11 rallies in the final 48 hours. The pandemic that has upended life across the country this year is roaring back in the days leading up to the November 3rd contest, when Republican Trump faces Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Biden holds a comfortable lead in national polls, except those in battleground states that might decide the election, which are tighter. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government, quote, a predator, end quote, Wednesday during a trip to boost ties with Sri Lanka, which has received huge investment and diplomatic support from Beijing. Pompeo made his latest attack on China after talks with Sri Lanka's president on security cooperation to keep open vital Indian Ocean sea lanes just south of the country. Lebanon and Israel still technically at war and with no diplomatic ties, launched a second round of maritime border talks Wednesday under UN and U.S. auspices to allow for offshore energy exploration. The talks, expected to last 2 days, were held at the headquarters of UN Peacekeeper Force, UNIFIL, in a Lebanese border town guarded by army roadblocks and with UN helicopters circling above. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel this month said they had agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington hailed as a historic agreement. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Wednesday a boat carrying its aid in Myanmar's restive Rakhine State had come under attack in an incident in which the army said it was returning fire from insurgents. Local sources said one person was killed and two injured on board the boat. Neither the ICRC nor the Army gave figures for casualties. Thousands took to the streets across Poland Wednesday for the seventh day of protest against a court ruling that further limits the country's highly restrictive abortion laws. Police warned demonstrators not to target churches again after some services were disrupted and buildings defaced in an earlier protest. Poland has been rocked by huge demonstrations, most of them peaceful, since its top court ruled last Thursday that abortion due to fetal abnormalities was not permissible under the Constitution. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.